Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on April 2nd, 2010. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government. Now, before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620. Email us anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. And we do welcome your email. We do answer each one. We may be a little late, but we do answer it. And many times we make a whole program out of it because you spark an idea that germinates right here in the studio, and we do a whole program on it. I would also like to encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton, Sutton-associates.net. In his biweekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You could also listen to Andy's commentary on ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. That's ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. Folks, if you really want to know what's going on, get all the noise out of the way and understand from a macroeconomic point of view so you know what direction you need to go, you need to listen to Andy. He is very, very good, very, very clear. I subscribe to his, not only to his free newsletter, but to his paid subscription newsletter, and it's done very well by me. I don't endorse anybody. I don't make any money out of this whatsoever. I'm just saying this because he's good, and we need to have a community of good people that we can rely on. Andy is one of them. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on our subscriber icon. Please do so. It's fun. It's a little map. I see a little face over there. Not your face, but a little icon type person. We're going to talk about the Tea Party phenomenon this morning. Well, we tried this broadcast yesterday. I'll be very honest with you. And it didn't work because, we have all this newfangled stuff. And one of the things was shut down and I didn't know how to turn it back on again. So I had to call the computer guy and I finally learned how to do it. And hopefully you can hear me. You can actually hear me now. And hopefully I'll get a call in or two this morning, because my throat is going on me since I spoke all day yesterday. And of course, the program really did me in. As a segue to this whole thing, I'd like to read something from George Leaf. Was published in the Future Freedom Foundation. Folks, the Future Freedom Foundation is an excellent organization. Please subscribe to it. It's online, and they send you a book. It's great stuff. Articles on every single subject. The same with the Foundation of Economic Education and the American Institute of Economic Research, as well as the Cato Institute. This is the stuff that we should be reading. If we're not, we're behind the curve. I mean, people will ask you questions, say, well, I don't know, it sounds good. I guess it's all right if we do that. We can't be that way. We must be dissidents in action. Revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Very important that we all think that way. And here, this is called Bursting the Myths of the Great Depression, but it's a segue, actually, to the Tea Party. Listen to this. And I'm going to read a very small portion of it. He says, governments of all kind depend on elaborate mythologies to keep the people complacent in the face of constant attacks on their liberty, their property, and their lives. Kings used to proclaim that they were divine, or at least that they ruled with divine approval. So disobedience to them was actually disobedience to God or the gods. That worked to keep most of the citizenry in line for a very long period of time. He goes on to say, I'll skip around a little bit. Everyone had to cooperate for the common good as directed by the government. If it weren't for the benevolent, far-seeing, actions of politicians and their hired regulators, we would have to endure repeated and prolonged oppressions. So even if you weren't crazy about everything the government does, you need to accept it because the alternative is so much worse. But and this is exactly what they do. This is exactly what the governments do. They tell us half stories. Governments never tell us the truth. Just for example, yesterday, the president got there and he's talking about opening leases, up in Alaska and the East Coast, not the West Coast. No, can't touch them. The East Coast. But he didn't lie. He said, yes, they're going to open up some leases. But did he tell you that he's also closing leases? No. Did he tell you that one of the leases that have been closed, Royal Dutch Shell has already paid the government, extortion money, $2 billion for the right of drilling there when it opens up? Now, I'd like to understand that arrangement. Did he say that? No. In other words, you never get the whole story. All you get is the few good words. It reminds me of the history books we had when we were in elementary school. They're comic book history. You see a ship with people on it, yo, 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 and a barrel of rum, and everyone is happy, and they land here, and everyone embraces each other, and they're eating, and they're having a grand old time. Do they show you the butchery? No. Do they show you the deprivation, the starving, the disease? I mean, the debts involved? I mean, the cold? No. It's all comic book history. Folks, look at your government as you would a comic book. It is a comic book. And a sad one at that. I have stopped watching news for the past 3 weeks. All news. Even financial. And I manage my own portfolio. I said, not worth it. It is not worth it for me to hear this stuff. All I do is get upset because I know some stuff I know for a fact is wrong. And the rest I suspect is wrong. So why listen to it and get upset? Makes no sense whatsoever. There are so many issues out there. I want to talk a little bit about the Tea Party phenomenon. And the way I'm going to talk about the Tea Party phenomenon is I'm going to give you a definition. No one has been able so far to give a definition of the Tea Party phenomenon. The Tea Party phenomena, or I shouldn't say the phenomena itself, but what is driving the Tea Party? And everyone says, well, the issues are there, but there are differences. I hate answers like that. I want to know. Give me a fact. Give me something that I can hang my hat on that I can understand. Don't give me the this and that, but maybe this and that. And this is all we've gotten so far from everyone, from absolutely everyone. All right, let me give you the Tea Party phenomenon right now. The underlying reason why people go to the Tea Party rallies, listen carefully to this, folks, the reason why they go and they make signs up and they stand there and they cheer and whatever is because they are angry. You're saying to yourself, Joe, big deal. You're not telling me anything new. But I'm going to tell you why they're angry and why we cannot define the Tea Party. This is the trick. You hear it first here on Liberty Talk Radio. And folks, my name is Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. I invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. This is Liberty Talk Radio. We do have an email address that we'd love for you to write to, comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. Now, I'm going to give you a very simplified example, and it will apply. I think once you understand this, you'll say, ha-ha, like I did a ha-ha when I thought of this. Let's say there were just three people. A, B, we'll call them A, B, and C. Makes no difference what religion they are, what race they are. Makes no difference. They're just three people living in the United States, A, B, and C. The government comes out with a program that benefits A. Now, remember, All government programs are zero-sum games. Everyone is a zero-sum game. What does that mean? That means when one goes up, another thing's got to come down. Two things cannot go up because the government has nothing to give. The government exists just to protect our freedom, our rights, and our liberties, our inalienable rights. That's why they exist. They don't do that anymore. All they do is take it away. That's always what governments do. So you have A, B, and C. Whenever the government does something and one of them benefits, and let's say in this example, A benefits, B and C have to pay. It's got to be to their detriment. It's a zero-sum game. When they give to somebody, they got to take from somebody. I was at a Toastmasters meeting, for example, the other day, and we were talking to new members. And I said, everybody comes here because they want something from Toastmasters. They want to learn something, and Toastmasters is a wonderful organization, folks. I suggest you look for a local chapter in your area, and you join. Benefit your life. I said, now, everyone comes here. Everyone has an agenda. Everyone wants something. And I said, that's not possible. And the reason why it's not possible is because Toastmasters is a zero-sum game. If someone takes, someone's got to give. So you not only join just by virtue of this, the way things are, the virtue of the way everyone is, the way life is that if you come here and you want to take because you want to make something out of this thing, you want to learn something, you also have to give. Because if you have 15 people at a meeting and all 15 take, they're taking from whom? They're all learning from whom? Everyone gives. In other words, it's an even game, zero-sum game. Same thing with government. It's a zero-sum game. So in my example, A benefits, B and C don't. Who's hacked off? B and C not too happy. All right, now, the next day, the government comes out with a new proclamation, new regulation, new program, whatever the case may be, new entitlement program, right? And B benefits. Right? He's happy. Oh, good. Government is great, man. Good thing they're there for me all the time. I'm glad I voted for that guy. Right? Bing, 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 bada, bang, bada, boom. Right? Now, what happens? Remember, it's a zero-sum game. B benefits. Now, A is pissed off, and C is hacked off. Right? So now you got two people angry. Now you got C. C's got nothing yet. He waits around for a while. Finally, he lobbies. You know, he gets sued and he gets his union, they lobby, and then he gets something. And the government comes out with another proclamation, another benefit, and it benefits C. Who's going to pay for that? Where's it coming from? It's coming from A and B. So here you have the citizenry, A, B, and C, all pissed off. And what happens? They all go to the Tea Party. Now, when you go to the Tea Party, what do you see? I went to one Tea Party, not that I wanted to, I'll be honest with you. I really didn't want to go to the thing. I mean, I wanted to go to the World Trade Organization back in Seattle. Remember about 10 years ago, they were rioting in the streets and everything like that? And not rioting so much, but they were marching in the streets and protesting. And they were pretty well behaved for the number of people there. There's no organization. No one says, hey, let's go there. Everyone was pissed off. And then I remember the commentator on television said, you know, we can't find any commonality. And they interviewed several people. And one guy was hacked off at this. One guy was hacked off at that. One guy was hacked. And they said, you know, they're really, we don't know why they're here. And he was absolutely correct. And it's the same thing with the Tea Party. Well, everyone was angry. And why are they angry? Because the governments, not only in the United States, but around the world, have failed the people. And how did they fail the people? They failed the people because their only job is to protect the liberty, the freedom, and the inalienable rights of the individual. That's their only job. But what do? They give. But that means they got to take. And when they take from A, when they give to A, they got to take from B and C. When they give to B, they got to take from A and C. When they give to C, they got to take from A and B. Folks, you understand? So all three are angry. A, B, and C now, you know, they all got their way. Understand? They all got their way from the government. They a second ago, they were all happy because they all got their way. But now they're all the Tea Party holding signs. Now, when I went to the Tea Party and I walked around and I wanted to say for myself, who's here? Well, number one, it was exactly what I suspected. Everyone had assigned something different. Put God back in the Constitution. You know, unconstitutional. You know, keep out those immigrants. Unconstitutional. You know, and on and on and on. And everyone had a different agenda. In other words, everyone wanted something, and they knew if they got that, something got to be taken away. For example, somebody would say, you know, keep those immigrants out, but I'm for posse comitatus. That means keep the troops off our soil. But now we need troops on our soil to keep the immigrants out. Yes, it gets all... Leave everyone alone. Let government leave everyone alone. You have to understand that. That's very critical. And that's the problem that we have with the Tea Parties. Is that everyone's there. Everyone's mad. You know, for different reasons. But the one thing that they don't recognize is that they're angry is because they took and they didn't give away. And it really bothers me. None of them would be honest about it. And they say, oh, you know, we're all together. We're against taxation. Oh, you are against taxation? Well, has everyone there voted against the taxes? I'll bet you most people there voted for people running for office that increased their taxes, but they benefited by it. They may have been A, B, or C. If you understand that phenomena, you understand the Tea Party phenomena. That's why I am not really crazy about it. I mean, I'm glad that we are angry. And that I'm glad that we are displaying our anger. But what I fear is that displaying that anger is going to turn into another political movement by the major parties. And we do have a caller.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air. Your first name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Patricia, and I'm calling from Okmulgee, Oklahoma.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you I really enjoy your show. I really think that you are one of the few people that take a moment to explain things, just as you've been doing here today. And really, you give such excellent examples. It really makes things clear for me and some people who maybe don't always understand what they're saying in the news. But anyway, I just wanted to ask, I understand in the last, some of the more recent Tea Party rallies that have taken place, that people like Glenn Beck has been asked to speak, and also Sarah Palin. And I just wondered, it seems to me that the Tea Party movement has changed from when it first started, and I don't know that Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin really really espouse the same kind of ideals that maybe those people that started the Tea Party movement had. And I wondered if it was just like a political movement just to garner some attention or some publicity by asking these people to become involved rather than, just the regular American people trying to show their opinions. I wondered what your take is on that.
Well, that's an excellent question, Patricia. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to turn the tables a little bit, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is there something about it that you don't like that bothers you about Glenn Beck? I want to get a flavor for what other people think a little bit more, you know, before I respond. Is something about Glenn Beck or Sarah Palin that you think is a little inconsistent, or what bothers you specifically about them being there?
Well, I don't really know all the content of what they actually said. I heard on the news that they did participate in recent rallies, and especially Sarah Palin. In fact, I think there were some clips about what she said, and frankly, I don't recall the content really, but it just seems to me that they are advertising gimmicks, so to speak.
Okay.
They're not so much ideologues of the real concepts behind the Tea Party movement, so much as they might just be attention getters.
Right. You know. Okay.
That's why they were asked.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I apologize for that. In fact, for putting you on the spot, if you will send me an email with your mailing address, I'd love to send you a Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt. Don't forget your T-shirt size, okay? And now I'll answer your question.
Okay.
And that's an excellent question, because I think that's the microcosm of what I'm talking about. Let's take Glenn Beck individually. Now, Glenn Beck espouses so many libertarian principles, if you listen to his program, and I have. He talks about big government, spending, corruption, bada-bing, bada-bang, you know, and how government's got to leave us alone, we got to be free, bada-bing, bada-bing. And he almost sounds libertarian. Then he gets to the military-industrial complex, and it's hands-off. You see, this is, he's like an A, B, or C that I was talking about. You know, A benefits, B and C doesn't benefit because they have to pay for the benefit that A got, and then, you know, B benefits on another thing, and then A and C have to pay for it. Now they're both hacked off, you know? And he's an excellent, excellent, excellent example. I couldn't have picked a better person. So here's a guy who gets there, and, you know, he's angry as hell, right? And he gets on the Tea Party, he gets on his high horse, and what does he talk about? He talks about, you know, big government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then he's against immigration. You know, he wants to block those borders, you know, build fences and all this other stuff. You know, in other words, he wants big government in there to stop all those bad people from coming in. And then as far as the war in the Middle East, man, we got to send our troops there and kill them before they kill us. We got to send them overseas, you know. Now we got big armies, we got big navies, we got big air force, you know. In other words, he's an A taking from B and C are now hacked off. And he exemplifies exactly the problem with the Tea Party. Now, he's doing it because he's a very popular person. Now, Sarah Palin is a real character. I mean, she is a real interesting person. Here she is. Now, the Tea Party is because people are angry because of taxation. You only have taxation because the government does things that they're not supposed to be doing. For the most part, if the government just did what they were supposed to be doing, in other words, protecting your rights, your liberties, and your freedom, you know, your taxes would be a couple of cents a year like they were many years ago. But they got involved in everything else. To one person's benefit, the other person has to pay. So someone's always hacked off. Sarah Palin is a real interesting person. Here she is. She talks about Alaska being the land of the, you know, the frontier, you know, we have frontier mentality. Yeah, a frontier mentality with big government subsidies. In other words, we in the lower 48 pay for a lot of the benefits that Alaska receives and that Sarah Palin dismisses altogether. But she likes to be free from government. So she, you know, she's in conflict. Those two people definitely do not belong at the Tea Party. Because what they're doing is that they're just confusing the issue further. You see my point? And I don't like them. I don't like them at all because of that. I mean, if a person's going to have a particular ideology, follow it through all the way. Don't pick and choose. The problem we have with the Tea Party is everyone's picking and choosing just, you know, their issues. And they're going there, taking their issue to the forefront. Just like when I went, one person at a sign put God back in the Constitution, keep immigrants out, you know, kill the Muslims, or whatever the case may be. And they all have individual issues. No, can't be that way. This is a free country. Do whatever you want, provided it does not infringe on the equal rights of others. And every one of those signs that I've seen at the Tea Party infringe on the equal rights of others. And everyone's angry. But now what we're doing, we're finding out, is that we're not only angry with the government, we're angry with one another because somebody else is getting a benefit at my expense or your expense. You're not benefiting, so you're angry. You wind up at a Tea Party. You have a sign saying stop this or do that. The guy next to you has a sign saying the exact opposite. Both angry. Did I help answer your question a little bit?
Yes. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Sometimes it just seems like you get such little clips on the news about what's going on, and sometimes a lot of what is being reported, they have this underlying assumption that everybody is supposed to understand what went off or what occurred ahead of time, what they aren't specifically reminding you of at that moment. And a lot of times it just doesn't make sense. But I really just wanted to add again, I really do appreciate how you do comment on things with a little bit more full clarity than some of the other people. Anyway,
well, thank you so much.
Enjoyed being able to talk with you.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. I'm going to take that call. You may stay on the line if you like. Hold on. Stay on the line. We'll get another caller in here.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Your first name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Jim from Bixby, Oklahoma.
Hey, Bixby, Oklahoma. Yes, Jim. What can we do for you today?
Good morning, Joe. Enjoy the broadcast.
Thank you.
What do you see the... what do you think the future direction of this Tea Party movement is going to be, and is it possible it could morph into a legitimate third party?
Jim, that's a fabulous question. I don't think anyone's ever asked that question, but in the interest of full disclosure, we only have, we only have 2 minutes to go. So I'm going to take 1 minute, and then everyone has to get off the air, okay? Because we're going to be shut down, okay? I see it as just convoluting the current political establishment that we have now. I think it's going to be highly criticized. I think it's going to be ripped apart. I think people are going to become disenchanted with it because people are going to start fighting themselves, because when they get together and they really get serious about, are we a third party? A third party based on what? There are 20 people there and they have 20 different agendas. You don't have a party. You have total pandemonium. No, I don't see it going anywhere. I think it's been confused. It's absolutely been contaminated because the politicos have been there using it as a bully pulpit, basically, for their own agenda. So I see it going absolutely nowhere. It's just a venue from which people can get there and vent their anger, just like they did at the WTO 10 years ago in Seattle. I see it going absolutely nowhere, Jim.
All right. Appreciate your comments.
Okay, Jim, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. And Patricia, we have to get off the air also, so thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you did save my voice today. And do continue to listen in and send me that email, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. You know, one item that people didn't address so far is the fact that there are prayers at the beginning. When I was asked to speak at a Tea Party, which I refused, I asked them. I went to the meeting just out of curiosity, and I found out that the people there, they gave me the agenda and they had an opening prayer. I said, "Well, who's giving the prayer? Is it a Muslim cleric or is it a rabbi?" They said, "No, it's a Christian." It was insulted. I said, "How come not a Muslim cleric?" And he lied to me. He said, "Well, if I could find one, well, I could have found one in 30 seconds, you know." And I got up. I said, "With that gentleman, I excused myself. Good day." Got on my motorcycle and sped off. I mean, these people speak from both sides of their mouths. Very, very unfair. Well, this is the end of today's program. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.